Your relationship with your body is the longest relationship you will ever be in. You must have unconditional permission to eat in order to make peace with food. What is your self-talk like about your body? If you wouldn't say that to a loved one about their body, what makes it okay to say it to yourself? This is a safe virtual space where we are going to dig into deep heart-to-heart combos that all come back to our relationships with food and body. Welcome back to another episode of the Fine Food Freedom Podcast. This is your host, Sam Previtt. I'm so delighted that you're here. So, Mother's Day was this past Sunday, and I wanted to do an episode that kind of relates to motherhood, but I'm going to be honest with you, you don't have to have given birth for this to hit home. We're going to talk about body image today. We're going to talk about a specific example of something that I experienced while I was out on a walk with my daughter, and I was like, you know what? If I'm experiencing this, I sure as hell know other people are. So we're going to talk about some negative body image thoughts that came up for me. But before I do that, I do want to talk about a Find Food Freedom win of the week. For those of you who are newer to the pod, every single week I read some kind of win that we can celebrate together. It's usually a DM that comes in or like from somebody in our online community. It might be a podcast review. It might even be feedback from a client. So we have a HIPAA compliant platform where we are in constant communication, basically like texting with our clients. They have full access to us. So sometimes we read client messages. By the way, all of our clients, we accept insurance. So if you're somebody who's like, wait, what? I've been looking for support from a registered dietitian and certified intuitive eating counselor, and I had no idea that you accept insurance. We sure do. You can click the link below in the show notes. You can go to Instagram, you can go to TikTok, and you can find that link to check your insurance benefits. All we need is your state, what insurance provider you have, your plan. We run the benefit check for you. We let you know. And guess what? If you do not have coverage, that is correct. If you have no coverage, we will gift you one free month of the Fine Food Freedom membership that includes 3 live calls with our lead dietitian and certified intuitive eating counselor. So there's really not a bad situation here, because if you do have coverage, amazing. You have free sessions. If you don't have coverage, you get a free month of support with us. So I just got to the point where I was like, you know what? I want to help as many people as possible. And if that is true, we need to accept insurance and we need to figure out a way to get people the care they need, they want, they deserve. So thank you for being here. I digress, but I want to read the Fine Food Freedom win of the week. So this comes from somebody in our online community who I've never met, but she DM'd me and said, I just need to say, thank the Lord, in all caps, that I did intuitive eating before I got pregnant. And she said, sorry, that I did intuitive eating and found your account before I got pregnant, because I have had the best postpartum experience in regards to food. I'm excited to end the generational diet culture and give my daughter a healthy relationship with food. A fucking man. And I say this all the time, that I am beyond grateful for what I do professionally, because I cannot, because it obviously profoundly impacts me personally, but I cannot imagine entering motherhood without having like this really positive relationship with food and body. Totally. Now, for those of you who are like, what the, like, I'm a mom or I'm pregnant and I have a terrible relationship with food and body, it is never too late to do this. But the reason I say that is because if you're thinking about having a child, if you're trying to conceive, if you're currently pregnant, if you're going through pregnancy loss and infertility, someone, hello, I went through 4 years of infertility, 3 rounds of IVF treatments. I mean, if we don't even look at actually carrying a child and just look at infertility and how that affects your body and your relationship with your body, it's insane. So I totally agree with this person's win, and that's where I felt like it was like a perfect one to like segue into today's conversation of something that happened to me when I was out on a walk with my daughter. So my my 1 year old. I can't believe she's one. Holy shit. So she is home with us. We are so grateful that because my husband and I both work remotely, we have a lot of flexibility to just kind of hand her back and forth and be like, okay, you have her. No, I have her. Like, and we just kind of manage things as best we can. So she's home with us until August, and then she will start some form of childcare outside of the home. But in the meantime, we're juggling. We're juggling two full-time jobs and her, our one-year-old. And so I like to, like, after we get her older sister out the door to school, then we will, you know, wrap up in the house, kind of clean up. Usually my husband takes my other daughter to school. So then I like to get my one-year-old in the stroller and kind of get out the door, let her see some fresh air. Also, we live in Florida, so it's like we need to get out early, because if we don't, then it just gets too fucking hot. It's already too hot. I'm not cut out for this heat. I hate sweating. I hate sweating. Anyways, so we're going out for our most likely daily walk, and we're going. I'm actually listening to a podcast. We're vibing. It's a great day. It's hot, but whatever. So I'm wearing my uniform. I'm always wearing some type of biker short, and whether it's like a crop tee or cutoff shirt, whatever. So we're rounding out our street, finishing up the walk. And for whatever reason, I just kind of like look down as I'm pushing the stroller, and I look down, and like above my knees, as I'm walking, I'm looking at my thighs, and I see like a, I don't even know how to describe it. I guess it's like, they're like wrinkles mixed with like jiggle and cellulite. I don't even know how to explain. It doesn't even matter. I just looked down at my legs and I was like, I have never seen that before. Like, because I think about like when you're walking or when you're standing a certain way in front of your mirror, you never like see your legs in movement or like with your leg locked. And I looked down and I saw, I guess you could say like, I don't even know the right word. Like, my legs were jiggling in a way that I've never seen before. I just like have never seen that. And it shocked me. And so I want to walk through like what happened. And this all happened within like milliseconds, right? So I'm obviously telling you this story and it's like, we're going to break it down together. But like, this all happened within seconds in my head where I look down. I see this jiggling going on that I don't recognize. Immediately, I'm like, what the fuck is that? Where did that come from? Ew, right? Like, that is just like the automatic thought. Now, please recognize, I'm a dietitian. I'm a certified intuitive eating counselor. I have a ton of body image certifications and education. And I'm a human. I'm a fucking human being. And so that was the first thought that came into my head. Then, within a split second of that, it automatically switched to, oh my God, I can't believe that was your first thought. Like, guilting and shaming myself for feeling that way. Like, I was ashamed that it bothered me. I was pissed off. I was kind of like angry that like that was my first thought. And then within truly within seconds, I was able to be kind and compassionate to myself and to challenge all of this and say, Sam, your body is different. Your body feels like validating myself. It's uncomfortable. It's unfamiliar. It is okay to feel the way that you're feeling, and always finding the and statement, and bodies change. Your body's going to continue to change throughout your entire life. And if we bring this motherhood perspective into it, for me personally, like the last, what year is it? What fucking year is it? 2025. Since 2019, and now it's 2025, I have injected myself with an ungodly amount of hormones. I've had 3 egg retrievals, 2 frozen embryo transfers, 1 vaginal birth, 1 C-section. I've breastfed 2 children. So like, the amount that has happened to my physical body is insane if you were to map it out. Now, again, I want to be like so explicitly clear here that if you have not given birth, if you have not carried a child, all of this still rings true, because we could remove what I just said and say, we're aging, right? Our bodies are meant to change, period. End of sentence. Doesn't matter if you've had children. But I just want to like add on the childbearing part of it, because for me personally, if I'm telling my personal story, that's just like a big part of this. So that was a part of my and statement of like, and I'm very proud of my body and everything that it's done. I'm proud of my legs for walking today. I'm proud of myself for getting out of bed, for taking care of my children, like all these things. So the reason I share this with you is because I think that there's this misunderstanding that when you become an intuitive eater, when you find food freedom, or when you're working on your relationship with your body, that you are just never going to have negative body image thoughts again, or you're going to look in a fucking mirror every day and be like, I love myself. I love my rolls. I love my cellulite, like whatever it is. I'm here to tell you, that's not the truth. And if there is somebody that does that, more power to them. That's fucking fantastic. And I love that for them. But for the majority of people that we work with and support at our practice, the goal, the entire goal of the body image work that we do is getting to a place where you can bounce back from negative body image thoughts quicker and not let them completely derail your whole day, have you engage in harmful behaviors and speaking poorly to yourself. So I'm going to use this example of myself, that if years and years and years ago in my 20s, I had a terrible relationship with my body. And I would like grab my fat in front of the mirror. I would do like things and I would speak so negatively to my body. And if I, let's say like an example of like back then, if I caught a glimpse of myself in the mirror and I hated what I saw, even if I was feeling positive before that, I would allow that image that I saw or whatever I didn't like, right? Or stepping on the scale in a number I didn't like. We could use so many examples, and that would derail the entire day. It would start negative self-talk that was like, you don't fucking deserve to eat. You need to earn your calories. You better go to the gym after class. Like if we're talking about my college years, it would just, you can't eat carbs today. Like you, like all of these things, right? It would just start this spiral. Versus, so like back then, if I would have looked down and saw some jiggle in my thighs or whatever, right, that I didn't like, that's what would have happened when I had a negative relationship with my body. Now, as someone who is pretty accepting and pretty neutral, I'm not going to even say I'm body positive. I'm just neutral. I'm at a place where like, I don't give a fuck. My body is my least important thing about me. And it doesn't mean that the negative thoughts don't come up. It's just that when they do, I can allow myself to let it go, right? Like, let it go. Literally, that is the only song that plays in this fucking house. If you have kids, you know what I'm saying. Okay, so when a negative thought comes up, I let it happen, right? You just let it happen. Then you clearly heard, I judged myself. I felt all the feelings, like whatever the fuck. And then right away, I was able to bring in, we call this in intuitive eating, the nurturer. This is the voice in your head that is the caretaker. It is a self-compassionate person. It is the person that's going to stand up for you, that's going to take care of you. Like, I am able to still have those negative thoughts, to still feel all the uncomfy, not fun feelings, and then quickly bring in the nurturer and carry on with my fucking day. Like when I tell you that all happened so fast, by the time that I turned around, because I was on a cul-de-sac when this happened, I was walking towards the cul-de-sac. I can vividly picture it. I was like rounding the cul-de-sac while all of these thoughts were spiraling through my head. And by the time I was turning around, coming out of the cul-de-sac, I was back to like listening to my podcast and being like, I literally in my head was like, that was fucking weird. Well, that's going to make a great podcast episode. So I share all of this with you because I think this is such a perfect example of what it really means to do the body image work and like what it gives you. When clients or myself say like getting freedom with food and with body image is so much more than food in your body. It's getting your life back. It impacts everything because that didn't only just impact how I felt about my body. That impacted the rest of my day. I could have spiraled and been in such a bad mood and starved myself and restricted and snapped at my husband because I think back to my younger self and how much the negative thought spiral impacted me. And I'm not saying that I don't still have that. Like, to be honest with you, I know Jenna and I, from What the Actual Fork, we talked about this on so many episodes of how, like, when you heal your relationship with food and body, a lot of times what happens is, like, that negative self-talk can, like, pop up like a beach ball in other aspects. And so I think I struggle a lot with, like, work and, like, personal growth and, like, always wanting to, like, do more. And, like, if I'm not excelling, then I beat myself up. And I think that like, that's such a parallel to diet culture of like, in diet culture, it's like lose weight. It's never enough. I'm not small enough. And it's just like, right. So you got to be really aware. And again, I'm aware of these things. I'm working with a therapist, et cetera. But like, you have to be very aware of like how this self-talk and these shame spirals can show up in other areas once you heal somewhere else. Because a lot of times you find like, it's not about the food. It's not about your body. It's about wanting to control something, right? Or wanting to use it as a coping mechanism. Or some of it is definitely, don't get me wrong, like related to society and societal standards and beauty standards and all the bullshit. But some of it can also be internal stuff that is like you're projecting, right? So thank you for listening to this story of mine. Thank you for bearing with me as I share this personal story. And I think that it's helpful, I hope, for you to hear this, that like, I'm a professional. Like, I do this for a living. I've been doing this for, oh God, over 10 years now. And it doesn't mean that I don't struggle, but we can bounce back quicker. So if like, if you're listening to this and you're like, holy shit, this makes so much sense, like how you explained it. Like, I do not want to waste one more minute of my time obsessing about food, obsessing about body image, like whatever it is. We would love to support you. And at Find Food Freedom, we are a virtual private practice made up of 14 registered dietitians, certified intuitive eating counselors. We have dietitians that specialize in pregnancy, postpartum, menopause, PCOS, diabetes, intuitive eating, body image, eating disorder. You name it, there is somebody on our team that is right for you. And I encourage you, I invite you, I challenge you to get your insurance benefits checked because there is zero downside. You either A, have insurance benefits that you had no idea that you have and you can get free support with our team, or B, you don't have coverage, which sucks, but we are going to gift you that free month of the Find Food Freedom membership where you get 3 live coaching calls with Julie, who is our lead dietitian and supervisor and certified intuitive eating counselor. So click that link at the show notes below, go to our Instagram, go to our TikTok. You will see in the link and bio to click, get your benefits checked. We would be delighted to support you. And I think this shines a light on to like what it looks like to do the body image work. Like when you're working with a counselor, when you're working with our team, this is a perfect example of maybe you're not at the place that I'm at on my journey where I can like bounce back so quickly. But maybe you come to session and you're like, I saw my fucking thighs jiggling and it derailed my whole day, right? And this is what happened and blah, blah, blah. So you're going to bring that to session and you're going to talk through that with a counselor in real time. I cannot tell you how beneficial it is, how much it changes your life. And we would be beyond honored to support you. So if you're listening to this episode, if you liked this episode, please, please, please rate, review, subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Let me know in the review, like, what you liked. Let me know what you want to hear more of. The more I hear from you, the more I can help you. And that's really what this podcast is here for. It is here to help you make peace with food and your body so you don't have to spend one more fucking minute thinking about shrinking your body and you can live your life doing the things that bring you joy. Thank you for being here and I'll see you next week. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Find Food Freedom Podcast. Every single time you listen to an episode, it truly makes our dreams come true, helping people make peace with food, body, and movement. If you have not already, please make sure to head over to social media and give us a follow at find.food.freedom on Instagram or Find Food Freedom on TikTok. And if you resonated with today's episode and want more professional support, please head over to findfoodfreedomresources.com. This is where you can get your benefits checked to see if your health insurance will fully cover that one-on-one nutrition counseling with our team. And we also have so many other virtual resources there. So again, that's findfoodfreedomresources.com for all things Find Food Freedom and to get those health insurance benefits checked. If you have not already, I invite you to rate, review, subscribe, like, share this podcast with anybody that you think needs to hear it. The more that you share this podcast, the more that this message of intuitive eating and food freedom will be out in the world, which we so desperately need. Again, thank you for being here. I cannot wait to chat with you again soon on the next episode of the Find Food Freedom Podcast.